Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. And as we do, not every Wednesday morning, but we're doing this Wednesday morning, Caroline Fenton joins us here on the program of Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. You can check it out every morning here on 102.5, The Game, starting at 11 a.m. Caroline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Appreciate y'all being flexible with me this week.
That's what we do.
9 in a row would have had a nice ring to it.
It would have.
I'm sad.
Would have had a nice ring to it. Just can't always get what you want, I guess. They did get a point, so the point streak lives on. But I think certainly a disappointing loss given who the opponent was last night. So, Caroline, one more game before the deadline. You're going for, I guess, a point streak of 10 games, going for 19 out of 20 points if you can win this game against Buffalo coming up tomorrow. How do you view the trade deadline and what Barry Trotz should or should not do given the recent run of success from this team?
Well, it sounds like, I mean, and when I say it sounds like, Barry Trotz quite literally told us on Jared's show over the last couple of days and in an article with Pierre LeBrun and all of his conversations with Elliot Friedman, it sounds like nothing's really going to happen. And put Tyson Barry in a different category, because if they decide to move, or when they move Tyson Barry, I'm not going to view that as a quote-unquote trade deadline move. It doesn't really sound like they're going to do anything. Now, I am still in the camp of the main thing is the main thing, and the main thing that you told us was the main thing is building a cup-contending team over the next 3, 5, 8 years. Like, that is still my priority. Making the playoffs is really freaking fun. However, but that's what the end goal is the next 3 to 5 years. So if you get a great haul in return for a Yakov Trenin, for an Alexander Carrier, for a Dante Fabro, I'm going to take that. It doesn't sound, though, that Barry Trotz is in the market for that. He wants to keep this group together. And I understand that perspective of they've been playing really well. They've earned the right to be able to stay together. But I would have a hard time saying no to a potential sell if the payoff is going to help you in the long run, maybe more than it's going to help you in the short term.
Well, we just threw out Tom Fitzgerald, you know, Devils GM, Preds legend, Barry Trotz close friend,
kind of
basically, yeah, basically, you know, talking.
Do you have any
about,
more accolades?
What's that?
Do you have any more accolades you could give him?
Fitzy. We call him Fitzy right around here, you know. Talking
nickname,
about
nickname, not an accolade, but we'll add it to the list.
Talking about how you know, they may need to be doing something. So let's say we just talked about this. Let's say, you know, because Trotz has made jokes publicly too, like, I told him he needs a goalie. Let's say he comes back and says, all right, Barry, what you asked for, I'm giving you for Soros right now. Does Barry Trotz do it? Should he do it? Will he do it?
I don't think Barry Trotz will. If I was Barry Trotz, I would. Because this whole time, Barry Trotz has been saying, look, the price is the price, and the price is really high. So if Tom Fitzgerald gets the deadline and he's sweating, I think you would have to make that deal, right? But I also don't think that they're going to. I mean, like, the Devils just fired their coach. I don't think that they're in the same position that they were in maybe a couple of weeks ago when it felt like, oh, they could just be one goaltender away from competing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So I don't think it's going to happen. But if it did, if the offer was on the table, I think that I would have to take it, because it's not like you're just screwed without a goaltender. Like, you can ride Lincoln and out for the rest of the season and bring Askarov up. Like, when Barry was on Jared's show, I guess this was 2 weeks ago now, when he was talking about Askarov, it was like how when I talk to my friends about their crushes. It was like, yeah, you know, big grin on his face. He was just so excited to talk about Askarov. So I think Barry wants to see what he can do. I think he wants to see him at the NHL level. I'm under the impression of you cannot hold on to both Soros and Askarov for the long term. Like, that is just a gluttonous allocation of your assets.
Please tell Willie.
When you're struggling to find scorers.
I hope you've given Willie sufficient crap about his take on this matter.
So, obviously, you don't listen to our show, which
no, I
is
do,
fine.
But I listen to all of them some, you know?
No, I mean, I would expect you to have your headphones in listening to 3 hours every single day, but clearly you do not, and
get
that's
it,
fine.
Right.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But yes, I have given Willie sufficient crap on this matter. I said you can't keep both. You need goal score. How are you gonna have two? I mean, I'm not gonna call Askarov an elite goaltender, but one elite goaltender, one with the makings of being an elite goaltender that you hope can be an elite goaltender that you took with a top 10 pick. You can't keep both of them. You need goal scorers. So yes, I have.
Fight the good
And
fight.
Thank you for listening to
I
the show.
Listened to you guys play.
I just want to point out I knew that. I knew that she had done that.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you,
you could
Robbie.
Have told me so I didn't embarrass myself publicly right there.
Wow, Joe's really getting on my bad side on a Wednesday.
Really?
That's
hey, listen.
A great
impressive
day
start.
I'll make it up to you at
be
cleaning
on the
day.
Bad side.
I will take your toothbrush that we're cleaning the bathrooms with today on cleaning day, yes. And I will do your share
yes,
of it. All
thank
right?
you very much.
Yeah, because I was definitely planning on doing that today.
Oh, you didn't know Chase is making us do that? Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Just sent
I
out
was,
a new email.
I was gonna be there, but I was not going to scrub the toilets. That's a. That is maybe out of my jurisdiction. I will vacuum. I can do that.
Hey, I like it. NFL free agency coming up next week, the illegal tampering period and all that stuff. Apparently the Titans were interested in Mike Evans, according to Diana Russini. So, number one, what do you make of that, Caroline? Obviously he's signed back in Tampa Bay, so they're not going to get him. But does that give you any insight in terms to what the Titans' plan might be at wide receiver this offseason?
It at least encourages me that they're willing to make some big swings. That they're not just gonna, you know, add a Robert Woods here and there, add a Darnell Mooney or a Tyler Boyd. Like Darnell Mooney and Tyler Boyd, if you want to bring them in, like that's fine. Like whatever. Don't care. But that you're not done. Like that's gonna be your three. That's gonna be a depth piece if you want to plug them in there. But like you're not done. You still need a one. Adding a Tyler Boyd is not sufficient for a position that desperately needs some help. So the fact that they were at least, you know, knocking on the door, Mike Evans, encourages me that they're willing to actually one, spend some money and bring in some players that are going to be able to help you. I said this on our show yesterday. Look, why not pick up the phone about any of these guys? Like Christian Wilkins did not get franchise tagged by the Dolphins a couple of days ago.
Yep.
That's a guy that I absolutely would pick up the phone for because I would have picked up the phone for Chris Jones, and I see the benefit of adding another really solid player next to Jeffrey Simmons. Saquon Barkley was not franchise tagged. Like, why not? That doesn't mean that you have to sign him. It does not mean that you have to guarantee him, you know, a contract worth $15 million a year over the next 3 to 5 years. I'm not saying that, but you do need a running back. I mean, Saquon Barkley does do what Derrick Henry has struggled to do, and that's catch passes, and you're going to be throwing a lot more in this new Brian Callahan offense. We have been saying, I mean, my basis for bringing Derrick Henry back is an established veteran running back is a young quarterback's best friend. So like, why not kick the tires on Saquon Barkley? At this point, you have the cash to spend. Like, why not at least pick up the phone and see what it would cost you? Why not just kick the tires on some of these guys? You just need more good players. You don't have the draft assets to draft enough good players at all of your positions of need. Why not pick up the phone and call? You got the cash.
I think the correct term is cap space, by the way. So,
money to spend.
Yeah, they exactly.
You have cash to spend.
There you go. So USA Today, now I'm trying to find this, but apparently the Titans are one of three teams that have contacted the Chiefs, according to USA Today, according to Twitter, about L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Say that again.
So, see, this is the problem. I'm looking for this now on the USA Today site. I don't know who exactly is reporting this, but Twitter says, USA Today says, so this is really good reporting on my part, that the Titans are one
of...
If it's
on Twitter, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they cited USA Today. Titans, one of three teams that have made some sort of contact about a trade for L'Jarius Sneed with the Chiefs. So, of course, he is tagged, but the tag and trade was always a possibility. Your thoughts on that, if it's true?
Good! Like, L'Jarius Sneed is a good player, and you need corners. Is Roger McCreary going to be your only corner going into this season? Like, good, the Titans should be doing that. I would be interested what the going rate is.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if I'm willing to trade a second this year. and that's what it's going to take. And I've really struggled being in the business of trading picks in a draft that you frankly don't have enough picks. Like, I would like to be in the camp of acquiring more picks, because I view it as currently constructed. The Titans can take their left tackle in the first round, and then you address wide receiver with the 38th overall pick, and you have a pretty solid group of that second tier of receivers below Marvin Harrison, Malik Nemers, and Rome Odunze. So I like that, but you also still need corners. And are you going to address corner with the fourth round? Like, that doesn't make me feel very comfortable with adequately addressing corner. So I would probably more so lean addressing corner in free agency rather than having to give up picks, but at least pick up the phone and see what it would cost you. Like, if it's going to be a first, no thanks, I'm good, I'll move on. But a second, don't love it, wouldn't love the Titans doing that, but you are addressing a position of need. But that still, it doesn't solve, one, all your cornerback problems, nor does it solve all of your problems this upcoming season with all the roster holes that you have.
It's going to be really interesting when free agency starts next week, how involved the Titans are, especially like on day one, day two, when all these people start getting wild deals. I'm interested to see what happens. Caroline, great stuff as always. Thanks for taking time to be with us. And we will be listening at 11 o'clock, which, Joe, that's when her show begins, is 11 o'clock.
Yeah, if you didn't know that, Joe.
Hey,
it's
I listen to
the
show
station
a lot
that you're on right now. It's on 102.5.
I just haven't heard that particular topic. When I've listened plenty. What I was listening yesterday. You guys were talking about. I listened to Kaharski. You guys had Kaharski on. I know you had Kaharski on because I listened to Kaharski. And then he started saying, wah, wah, wah. And then I turned it off because his voice annoyed me.
It's getting awfully
defensive.
Oh, crap.
He's coming
in here,
isn't he?
Oh, no. I feel like he is there. He said he'd be there at 7:30 sharp. I said that's later than usual, Paul.
He's very excited. But no, I listen to you guys a lot. I'm
sorry. Is he going to clean today?
I'm going to go find. That's a good question.
That's a good question. Might need to get to the bottom of that.
We need Mr.
Pass
Clean.
Me the brush. Give me the brush.
The New Jersey version of Mr. Clean is here.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you, guys.
All righty.
Thanks.
I don't know where to go from there.
I don't either.
615-737-1025, our phone number. I'll tell you where I'm going from there. I got some Preds tickets to give away to see the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow take on the Nashville Predators. Preds going for a point streak of 10 games, trying to get back on the winning side of things. I got a trivia question. Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, in honor of a memorable Buffalo Sabres and Nashville Predators game from many moons ago, 2011 to be specific. Jordan Tutu ran over a Buffalo Sabres goaltender and was suspended for 2 games. Name the goaltender. If you can name the goaltender that was run over by Jordan Tutu, and which resulted in his 2-game suspension from the Buffalo Sabres, the first person to correctly name it will win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Buffalo Sabres at Bridgestone Arena coming up tomorrow.
One of my all-time favorites.
615-737-1025 for our phone number. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.